This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just...
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Bettini, your host, just in the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do. I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, I'm in California. And some of you already know that. I'm in what they refer to joking, well, kind of seriously joking, referred to as the belly of the beast. And the reason they call it that, when you think about it, the reason they call it, because, man, this state is a beast. It's a beast to manage, right? It's a beast to get under control. Finances are out of control here. They don't think so. The Dems don't think so at all. And then the few finances they want to, in some areas, minute areas, they want to blame Republicans for that. Just because we wouldn't let them tax people at a higher rate. We wouldn't let them keep laying on taxes. And, you know, I like to joke that we are the biggest, California is the biggest exporter of fruits and nuts, if you get my drift, in the U.S. I can prove it. Check this one out. So a Democrat senator are angered that criminals are being deported for being criminals. Yeah, you heard me right. Senator Kamala Harris, I'm glad we get her out of the state, but it's terrible that we sent her to the federal level. She was the AG here. She was dishonest. She was nasty. And she was a stereotypical left-leaning Democrat loon. Now, notice I don't say they all are that way. But she was. Kamala Harris, a freshman Democrat from California, replaced longtime liberal Barbara Boxer. But Harris has filled, not only has she filled Boxer's shoes, she's overfilled Boxer's shoes in a very short period of time. She tweeted out a message saying, catch this. It's outrageous that the administration is saying anyone who might have committed a crime qualifies for deportation. I mean, really, seriously. Now, before being elected to the U.S. Senate, Harris was elected two times California Attorney General. Before that, she was longtime district attorney for San Francisco. And given her law background, one would think she could figure this out on her own. Breaking the law. Coming here illegally to begin with is breaking the law. But let's get past that for a minute. That little thing. Right? Mainstream didn't get on her for anything. Mainstream didn't say a word about it. Probably didn't even pump it up because they didn't want the aggravation. During a recent press conference decrying President Trump's immigration policy, the former top law enforcement officer for California doubled down. She blasted the Trump administration's aggressive enforcement as unnecessary and un-American, pointing out that how broadly written directives will target potentially innocent, undocumented immigrants. Now, they're lowering the bar, and it suggests that anything, or any crime that someone may have committed would qualify for deportation. That's just extreme and outrageous. No, Kamala, what he actually did here was he's allowing the police to do their job. He's allowing them to call it what it is. Let's just say that I was okay with them coming over the border illegally. All right? Let's just say that that's true. And then the person gets here, and they're paying for their family, they're doing the right thing, they're paying, but they can't. Because the only way to do that This is steal a Social Security number, right? To get a fake driver's license, to get a job. Camilla, do you see how it kind of rolls and it keeps rolling? Now, there are Dems in California that say, that's okay. The fact that it costs people, you know, thousands of dollars to fix their credit after this, that it costs credit card companies, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. I mean, this is a couple of billion dollar industry every year. All this fraud, you know, voter ID, but, you know, credit fraud, identity theft, whatever you want to call it. She goes on to say, there's a tone and underlying that the policy suggests that undocumented immigrants are criminals, period. And therefore, rightly, well, see, if you use the period in the same tone and manner that President Obama used the period, what's the whoop here? It's not a problem, right? Come on, think about it. You know, he didn't mean period when he said, you know, keep your doctor, period. If you're, you know, if you like your plan, you can keep it, period. So he didn't really mean that either. That was the wiggle room there, so what's your problem? There's wiggle room here, too. You know what? The law needs to be enforced. Period. All law needs to be enforced. Let the judges figure it out. Right? I mean, let's work it through. Let's make it right. Let's fix the immigration policies. She goes on to say that, and it's not just anyone who commits a crime. It's illegal immigrants who, quite frankly, have already broken the law. But Camilla knew that. She doesn't care. That's how the laws were originally written. But now we're supposed to be compassionate. Right? We're supposed to be nice to these people. We're not, you know, if you've been here 20, 30 years and you haven't even tried to get legal residency, forget citizenship, how about legal residency? What if we tried there? You haven't even tried to do that? What kind of patience do you want me to have with you? You haven't tried to learn the language. You haven't tried to become a legal resident. Right? I mean, I don't get this. At what point do we not be America anymore? At what point do we just stop? And for those ignorant people on the left that think this is un-American, you're wrong. You're out of your mind. Our founding fathers wanted people to assimilate. Our founding fathers wanted people to come here legally. Our founding fathers wanted you to learn a language, learn the culture. It wasn't until you guys went hard left, far left. Even Kennedy couldn't hack it, couldn't stand it. That's how the laws were originally written. But now we're just supposed to, you know, I guess we're supposed to wrap every law in compassion, and that'll make it better. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side, gotta go throw up. Don't go far. We'll be right back with John Loudon. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery. surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to my website, thereelside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can do a whole bunch of fun stuff up there. But the most fun thing you can do is you can buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, All the Things You've Been Taught to Hate Over the Last 8 Years, and I proved you in the book, you got nothing to hate. You got nothing, even, you don't even have anything to be afraid of. You find out we're pretty much on the same page. We kind of want the same things. We come at them a little differently, and, you know, I don't know how they got you to be so afraid of me. People like me. And you're drinking the Kool-Aid. Stay away from the Kool-Aid. Anyway, if you order it off my website, I'll autograph it for you, but I don't know why you want that. Just head over to Amazon.com. You can grab it there. They ship it faster than I do. You get it quicker, or you can get it on your Kindle. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I'm in you know, the show originates out of California, where no tax dollar goes unwasted, and they just love, they love to spend their money. Go up to my website, The Real Side. I wrote a recent article about how Jerry Brown, after beating on Trump and saying he's not going to do anything Trump wants to do or wants them to do, has hit him up for $100 billion to fix the infrastructure on tax dollars they've already spent. They've already hit us up for that money. We've already paid to fix these dams and other things. And because, you know, we were going to be in a 20-year drought, we didn't need to fix no dams, so they put the money other places. Now they want the money again. I say don't give them another nickel, but this state is really in a bad way. I've asked John Loudon to join me. He's the executive director of the Construction Advancement Group, heavily involved in a thing called PLAs in California, which is another way to get the union as much money as the state gets as much money to the unions as humanly possible. John, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, great to be with you, Joe.
So listen, explain to people, because, you know, we've got all these little letters that we use to try to confuse the crap out of people. What is a PLA?
Well, a project labor agreement is not a new concept. It's just a term that says when there's a really big project, we're going to have this agreement that every contractor signs. And it says, like, well, the framing's going to be done by carpenters. The people hanging the windows are going to be glazers, and inside wiremen going to do this, that. And if there's a dispute, you go through this channel to settle the dispute and those kind of things. The general concept has been around a long time, and it's not that evil. The new project labor agreement tool over about the last 15 years is totally evil.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because people think that conservatives / Republicans, we hate anything to do with the union, anything they stand for, anything they represent, but we don't. We want people to work in decent places, to be safe, to get paid well, to have all the things that they need to have to raise a family, to enjoy life. We're not against those kind of things. But usually, in my humble opinion, when I see how the union gets involved in these, the only one that makes out is union management. I don't know.
Well, that's right. Unfortunately, too often that's the case.
And the PLAs and some of these PLA agreements with school districts and cities and towns and what have you end up costing the taxpayer a heck of a lot more money, don't they?
Oh, they do, absolutely. Because what they do is, first of all, they say that every worker, union and non-union, has to pay dues to the union. So if you're a non-union guy, all of a sudden, you might be losing as much as 6-7% of your gross pay right off the top to a union that doesn't represent you. But because they represent you supposedly on that project, I guess you're buying, you're paying for it. But they also do things like say non-union apprentices are totally banned. And they'll tell a non-union contractor, you can use one of your workers, we'll call your workers core workers, and then you have to hire some schlub out of the union hall you don't know, and you don't know what you're getting. He doesn't know how to work with your guys. He doesn't know where your tools are kept in the box. You know, so it's very inefficient. So as a result, if there's a project labor agreement, most non-union contractors are walking away. They're not bidding on them.
No, and it's funny because I'm very familiar with a project that recently went down in Southern California, the school district, and they had 40% of their workforce had to be, almost like the union would leave them alone, 40% of their workforce had to be union employees or union interns kind of thing. So they are still dictating, and it still is costing the taxpayer dollars. And I don't think people really understand or realize what this is doing to the bottom line for them and us getting good schools and the biggest bang for our buck.
Well, that's right. I mean, whatever happened to lowest best bid? You know, if most school districts, and in fact, most public buildings built in this state are built in the time-tested open best bid process. But the unions are pushing, starting in San Francisco and L.A., but also in San Diego and all across the state, they're pushing these project labor agreements. And anytime voters have a chance to vote to ban them, which, by the way, 23 states have banned them, and 11 jurisdictions, including San Diego City and County, both voted to ban them outright. But the unions just went to Sacramento and used the heavy hand of Sacramento to force everybody to cave and allow them again.
You know, I've got to question your sanity. You said lowest best bid. You know you're in California. You know the Dems run the California legislature, and if you're at lowest best bid, that doesn't leave much to fall out to go into somebody's pocket, if you know what I'm saying, right? I mean, seriously.
That's right. We wouldn't want to be efficient because that removes the opportunities for graft.
Oh, God. I look at some of the stuff. I look at the things that they put in your way in these contracts, and not just yours. I mean, again, most people who listen to the show know that I'm on a large school board in California, and I read these contracts, and you could easily cut, 20 to 25% on these contracts with all the fluff, with all the garbage. But listen, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, you're suing Jerry. Now, the only thing I have, I want you to think about this during the break. I mean, Jerry is not a well man, and I don't mean that physically. You know where I'm going with this, right? Jerry, he has a hard time thinking things through. He has a hard time. I'm thinking that maybe he might have a problem between the ears. So you really shouldn't take advantage of the disadvantage like that. I want you to think about that, and we'll talk about that more. On the other side of the break, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to my website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, and you can find the station that's on in your area. You shouldn't have to listen on that stupid little smartphone you got in your hand. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Yes? Oh, come in, Larry. This is Mr. Montgomery. I met him a few weeks ago in New York.
Oh, how are you? You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
A what?
Well, Prada just told me about a caretaker on Black Island. A Negro woman lives in a little shack with a zombie son.
Yes, that's more voodooism. And not very pleasant. When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can send me an email during the show to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. If you're one of those Facebook aficionados, head over to Facebook. We have a Facebook page, and my wife keeps telling me it's not a chat room, Joe. That's like 1962. It's a Facebook page. It's a, what do they call that thing? It's a live feed, I guess is what you're calling it. And but if you want an old-fashioned chat room for you guys that don't have Facebook pages, we have that going up on the website, therealside.com. So, yeah. You older folks, not a problem. As long as you know how to type, we're good. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you've been spending with me on the show. If you have to listen on your smartphone, do me a favor, right? Find a station in your local area that you want to listen to. Call the station manager. Say, what is wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying the show? And if they give you a snooty answer, call me. Really, seriously, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get back to my guest. I've got John Loudon on the line with me. He's the Executive Director of Construction Advancement Group. We're talking about PLAs and how they affect how they affect your tax dollars, right? What gets done in your city and that. John, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, great to be with you, Joe, as always.
So, you are... You're suing Uncle Jerry. You know, he's not playing with a full deck. How can you take advantage of somebody like that? I don't get it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you're being a bully.
Oh, this is new. This is new how. But anyway, yes, you're right. Tell us about the lawsuit and why you're filing the lawsuit.
Yeah, well, everybody in California that, has all their vital signs functioning and, synapses firing knows that California is a terrible place to run a business. But it's uniquely terrible if you are a non-union business, and specifically non-union construction. And the unions in Sacramento are passing law after law to tip the scales against non-union workers. And in California, most people don't realize 85% of construction workers choose not to be in a union. So we're talking about the 15% who are in a union, pooling their money, owning Sacramento, and just making life miserable for the non-union workers.
Now, John, I got to tell you, I was on Russian TV the other day. Okay, everybody knows it's RT. So the host was telling me that the reason that more people don't join unions, you ready for this one, is because the business owners are so nasty and so mean and so oppressive that they won't allow the unions in. They won't allow the unions anywhere near the place. And that's why the unions only have 13 to 15% of the workforce. I found that hard to believe. I know a lot of nice business owners. It's just a ploy.
Yeah, well, that is objectively wrong. Exactly to the heart of why we're bringing the lawsuit. The federal, most labor law, and it really is kind of odd. It's an odd, very unique area of law. We have a lot of workplace rules, you know, workplace safety rules, you know, the 40-hour work week, those kind of things. But the National Labor Relations Act establishes this very carefully crafted balance of the rights of workers, the rights of unions, the rights of owners. And that has stood the test of time. It was amended in the 30s. And so for like the last 80 years, we have pretty settled federal law that employers cannot be abusive to their workers and disallow union organizing activities. The rules are long set. In fact, we have the National Labor Relations Board that overhears these. No employer wants to go before the NLRB. So let's say that the only reason people aren't organizing unions is because the evil corporations won't allow it to happen is just hogwash. It's just objectively silly to say. But what's happening in blue states, most notably California, is that the state lawmakers are trampling all over that delicate balance of the National Labor Relations Act, and they are making labor workforce laws that specifically favor unions, and not necessarily union workers, but unions themselves versus non-union workers and contractors. And three different laws passed this year went right at non-union companies and their workers, and is tipping the balance. Like you negotiate a deal at the car dealership, and you think you've got your deal done, and then you walk into the business manager, and they say, oh, by the way, you're going to pay this much more interest, or you're going to, you know, or the deal's not going to happen. And in California, if your business is here, you're just stuck. It's a take it or leave it deal. So there were three different federal lawsuits. Ours is just one of them. And the lower court judges ruled against all three of us because this is kind of a new area of law. And we are very excited because the Pacific Legal Foundation, an organization started during the Reagan governorship, they are 9-9 before the U.S. Supreme Court. Wow. Their last nine cases. And, they've taken up our case and said, wait a second, you guys speak on behalf of non-union workers. This is and the state is shutting you down. That can't stand. So, we're headed to the Ninth Circuit with Pacific Legal Foundation taking our case.
That's great. You know, you mentioned the NLRB. People need to understand that for a business owner, you get a letter from the NLRB. That's like getting a letter from the IRS with the word audit somewhere on the page. It's just it's a terrifying thing to see, and you know it's going to be nothing but cost you money. Isn't that true?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and really kind of even worse. The sanctions that they can do are every bit as bad as the IRS.
Yeah, California, I don't know what it is about California. I tried to help a company coming in from China, but they were all American workers. They were the people that would be working here in California for them would have been many families up and down the coast. And they finally came out of 3 weeks worth of meetings with these legislators and with the governor's office and said, look, we can't do business here. With all the regulations between AQMD and the labor laws and everything, it would just be really cost prohibitive for us to bring our equipment here. This is not a business-friendly state in many ways, is it, John?
No, that's right. And in fact, understand, in most of the 50 states, the labor law in your given state deviates very little from the federal labor law. Labor law is mostly a federal thing. You know, the federal, 40-hour work week, the overtime laws, those kind of things. Now, there are differences maybe a little bit in how you've got your own workers' comp law, you've got your own unemployment law. Those things will be under labor generally. But work rules, the organizing, union organizing rules and the speech rules and those kind of things, those are federal. usually. But California, the labor unions and the attorneys, the law firms that they work with, spend every year they will pass, you know, 1, 3, 6, 10 new encroachments on labor law that would just blow your mind. And it's time to stop. It's got to end.
That's right. There's the case against the full-time legislature. That's right. Because they got nothing to do, right? Come on.
Hey, you got it. You got it, Joe. I was talking to a New Hampshire lawmaker. You know, I used to be a lawmaker in another state. We were part time. Yeah. We went 4.5 months and people were like, you're done.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I like that. That works.
Some states do that every other year. And, New Hampshire's the best. I was talking to a New Hampshire lawmaker and it's like, what's your budget? You know, well, I don't have a budget. Well, don't you get paid anything? Yeah, we get $1,000 a year. So how about staff? What do you have? Oh, no staff. We have no staff.
Really?
What do you have? You have like an office? No, no office. What do you have? He said, oh, we get a desk on the floor and a file cabinet.
Oh, God.
You can't do much damage when all you have is a file cabinet. Staff.
Well, our assembly people, because of, you know, in California, the areas they cover, you're familiar with this kind of thing. Like, my assembly member has 3 different offices. He's got 4 people in each staff, plus the one he has up in Sacramento. It's crazy the amount of money they spend on this stuff.
They think they're mini congressmen that have to fix everything in your life that ails you.
Yeah, it's always interesting. You know, I learned, I want to hit something with you on the other side of the break, but I learned something over the last few years because I've got friends up there in the legislature, and they tell me that they'll have three or four hundred bills still sitting in the stack that they have to vote on constitutionally by a certain time, certain day and certain time. And they actually get a ladder. They unplug the clock at 11:30 because they've got to be done by, I think it's 11:55 on that day. And they'll leave that clock unplugged until they go through and hit every one of the bills. I'm thinking, that can't be legal. It's the letter of, but it can't be legal because you guys all know what time it is. We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to hit just a little bit more on civil service, unions, and state employment laws. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Go warm up your coffee, relieve yourself, and then come on back. We'll be right back.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-219-6607 and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-219-6607. That's 800-219-6607. Again, 800-219-6607.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And listen, next time we go for break, you need to head over to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take a poll, do all that fun stuff. But you also, look at, I have the same shirt on. I wear the same shirt every week, people. I need to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I don't want government handout. We are not a nonprofit or not for, we act like a not-for-profit, but we are not a nonprofit organization. The money, the 27 cents that I make off each book I sell helps put towards a new shirt. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. But you don't have to. I'm telling you, we're nice people, and Bible thumping isn't bad, unless they're thumping you on the head with the Bible. But besides that, John Loudon joins me. He's the executive director for Construction Advancement Group, and I don't know, John. I used to like you, but you're gonna sue poor Jerry. I got to think about that. I don't know. You know, he's not all with it. I think that's taking advantage of somebody without a full IQ number. I don't know. Anyway, John, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks. And if it makes you feel better, I'm not actually suing him personally, just three of his agents, including the Attorney General.
Yeah, well, too bad you couldn't grab the last one that just left, because she's not all with it either, but that's beside the point.
No, I started suing her, but she ran away, so now I'm suing the other guy.
Well, I'm thoroughly convinced, because I knew some of these people before they went up to Sacramento, I am thoroughly convinced that there's something in the air registers up there You know, they might go up there nice, sane people. After they're in that building for a while, it's like they lose all sense of consciousness. Seriously.
It's funny how it works. When you're in a building and all day long everybody's telling you how, kissing your ring and telling you how important you are, it's hard not to believe it.
That's true. Hey, you know what? I grew up in New England, heavy union area, if you would, and it was always, you know, you get a union job, you can feed your family, everything will be wonderful and all of that. But I often wondered how much trouble it is when you're trying to push contracts through. You've got, especially in New England, you've got civil service, you've got unions, you've got state law, you've got, you know, federal law on employment. At some point in time, these things have to start clashing with each other, and it must make for a real problem when you're starting to negotiate some of these contracts. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, it is absolutely crazy. You've got... And then you've got, in California, you've got prevailing wage law, you know, in one scenario, and then you've got Davis-Bacon, which is kind of like federal prevailing wage, to deal with on federal jobs. And so if you're the problem is, you've got all these contractors out here that want to provide a service, they want to provide value to their customers, but they're spending so much money on office staff to do the paperwork, and attorneys to keep them out of trouble, and attorneys to get in and defend themselves, defend them when they're in trouble for doing nothing wrong. I was talking to a contractor in the Bay Area, just a mom and pop, literally the dad and his daughter does the books, and dad runs the thing, daughter does the books, and they said flat out they put the union goes after them on every project they do, and they only do public works projects. They bid their job and add $5,000 to $10,000 on every job, just so they can send another check to the lawyer to keep them defend each date that they know are coming.
Yeah, I watch those. You know, being on the school board, I watch some of these contracts go back and forth and five and six and seven different times. And then in California, there's also Ed Code. So with education code, the labor laws are even different with education code. So there's really, you could have four layers of some kind of education, labor-related laws that you have to deal with. People don't realize how that just whittles away their tax dollars and makes it harder and harder, especially in education, for us to get the money to your children. It's just crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, here's the latest. If you're a non-union, this same non-union contractor, I was talking to him, and they said, we tried to set up a training program to train the next generation of workers, and the unions went to the state and blocked us. So we couldn't form a training program. So, you know, right off the bat, the unions and Democrats are against more training programs. And so then they said, well, all right, then I guess we're stuck. The law says we have to get apprentices, so our only choice is to get apprentices from the union. Oh, okay. So then the apprentice sends union apprentices. Well, do you think they send the non-union contractor their very best apprentices? You know, Joey Bag of Donuts will show up, you know, pass stone.
Oh, wait a minute. I think that was a swipe at the Italian people of the Italian persuasion there, I think.
So they get this guy, and, you know, they'll send him home. It's like, come back when you're not stoned. And so then the same union files a complaint with the state that they aren't using enough apprentices. This is the racket they run. Well, that wasn't a good enough harassment. So new this year, they are paying the travel time for the apprentice. So as the apprentice is heading to the job, they're paying. When he's filling out the paperwork, they're paying him. When he takes the drug test, they're paying him. When he fails the drug test, they're still paying him for his trip home. Now, if you're a union contractor, your union agreement will say you don't have to pay travel for apprentices. So this is just another way they just subtly, you know, 5,000 cuts to non-union contractors.
Well, you're right. I've learned in watching how they negotiated when the state or the Fed or when there's another entity that will cover them, they don't ask for it or they make it look like they're giving it up, when in reality they're not giving up anything. Yeah, so you're right. They get paid for this. They're professionals. I don't know if people realize that the entity pays to have the union dues collected, you know, gets all that done and the accounting done. It's not a union person that comes into these places, whether it's police departments, you know, school districts, what have you. They don't give us a union person to take care of union issues. So
yes, right. But here's the other thing. Just understand, some of these union non-union contractors, many of them still continue to get all kinds of work despite that. All they're doing is they're making the taxpayers pay all that travel time for Joey Bag of Donuts that shows up past them and have to send them home. And, you know, they're paying the cost to to defend themselves against the state. They're just sticking this on top of their bid. So you're right. You're trying to build a school to educate your kids.
Yeah.
And you're paying all these costs that unions have stuck into the labor law. So what we're doing, we're drawing a line. We are the first or the most promising case. There was a case, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce v. Jerry Brown back in, I think it was 2004, where successfully we blocked the attempt of the state to weigh in on union and non-union speech on behalf of unions. And so our case is another. We are trying to create a bulwark against this obnoxious state encroachment on federal law. So our fight is much bigger. This is bigger than just construction non-union workers. It's about all non-union workers and really all California taxpayers having a better shake.
You know, John, when I was growing up as a kid looking to figure out what I wanted to do and I thought I'd like something, what have you, I would do internships. And even later on in life when I got into computers, the technology, I did internships so I could learn how to do it without, you know, paying to go to school kind of thing. So in California, once I got my business up and rolling and going, I had a computer/technology/web company, and I got nailed once. Okay, you know, you get the letter from the school district going, it's, you know, it's our understanding that the people you're using, your interns that are using, are being used to for projects that actually make money for the company. In California, you can't use an intern on a project that actually brings revenue to the company, unless you A, pay them. Well, actually, yeah, they either pay them or they have to get full credit for that kind of class. Well, I'm thinking to myself, well, why would I do all of that, go through everything? You know, interns usually slow you down. You have to teach them. You have to show them what's going on. But if they touched any part of a project that made money, we could be fined for that kind of thing. What's happened here? I mean, this is crazy, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's absolutely crazy. I'd love to have an intern. And I've got I have lots of little projects and lots of things that I could teach. You know, a 14-year lawmaker who's, you know, running a nonprofit business group, learn a lot about construction and the media. And, you know, I'd love to have an intern. But, yeah, it's too much trouble.
No, and people don't realize, you know, they scream about the EPA across the country, and I don't think some of the people realize that we have something in California called the AQMD, which is the Air Quality Management District. They are like the Gestapo, right, of the ecosystem, are they not?
Yeah, we need them down here in my neck of the woods looking into the water that Mexico's dumping all this sewage on us.
Oh.
That's the job they should be doing.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Because, you know, San Diego's very pretty, very, very pretty. Reminds me of Boston. I like to go down there when I'm homesick for Boston because it's you know, like the little seaport. You know, I grew up in the north end of Boston.
Oh, yeah.
People know this. Just well, you're a Constitution kind of guy. I used to get chased off the USS Constitution. Think about that.
Oh yeah. You go tour the Constitution and then you get your crab cakes and.
We used to, a group of us, you know, because they still wear the Navy garb from Navy uniforms from back then. So we used to go on the ship and make fun of them. A bunch of us would run on the ship and we'd get in all kinds of trouble. But it was a lot of fun watching those guys chase you around. Anyhow, John, if people want to know more or want to help you out or just get to know more about what you're doing, how do they find you?
I've got a new project, Blue State Relief, on Facebook.
Okay.
And follow me at Blue State Pat for Blue State Patriots. So at Blue State Pat on Twitter or Blue State Relief on Facebook. And we're going to be chronicling our activities there.
And having a lot of fun. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Hey, don't go far. My SEIU Slayer joins us after the break. David Bigo, author of Devil at My Doorstep, or I keep saying that was his first book. Devil at Our Doorstep gives the whole picture. And you'll see how the SEIU and the Mafia don't have not much of a difference there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back. Do you know?